Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL match up like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 6:45, quarter till 7, Thursday morning. Time to talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of the Agriculture of Forestry, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. How you doing, Dr. Strain?
Man, I'm doing very, very well. I've been traveling through the state pretty hard. I was in Alexandria yesterday, went all up through Point Coupee and through row crop country, and took a good look at the sugar cane there and the soybeans and everything. Harvest is going well. Post-storm, as soon as the winds died down, we were up in the air and taking a look at the sugar cane. That's mostly what has been affected. We've been getting the weather's been okay. You know, we've had some pretty good weather, of course, with a little bit of rain. And we think that sugar cane is trying real hard to stand back up. I've been working with the LSU Ag Center. Dr. Matt Lee was visiting with him yesterday, and also Mr. Gaspard that is there with GOSEP. So we're going to have our accountants, our enumerators out there looking at the crops, getting the information, putting all that together, and getting those reports so we know exactly what we're dealing with.
When will you know, Mike, if it's going to come back or not?
Oh, it's going to come back. The question is how much. But the other part is there was significant flooding. You know, it was a big flood event. Much more so overall with insurance and everything else than a wind event. And the flooding issue is that we have the what we call the plant cane that was just planted, you know, this month. Mm-hmm. And when that's underwater, you know, for a period of days, then that dies. And the big key is for us to get an understanding of how much plant cane is affected, because that's going to affect next year's crop. And that's where a lot of the real hard loss will be. Overall, generally, when you start looking at the net effect, it will be post-harvest. So we really won't know, to the ton of sugar until probably the second week of January when harvest is over. We have an idea as we're harvesting those fields, you know, what the yield is coming up, the tons per acre of the cane, and then we can do the extrapolations. But everything totally with the number of parishes involved, we'll have that information be January. But we'll have some idea because the next several weeks will really determine, the cane. Plus, the other issue that we have to analyze is that when the cane is laid down like that, it takes longer to harvest. In other words, machines have to go slower, and the whole thing really depends on good weather, sunshine, and just drying up so those machines can move to those fields efficiently. And, of course, we can harvest more cane, and then we'll know. So it costs more money to harvest when the cane is down, and then there will be some loss of sugar in those affected areas.
What kind of damage did you see from Francine for other crops or other areas, Mike?
We didn't see a tremendous amount. There wasn't a lot of buildings down, grain bins down. And one of the things, you know, a lot of areas where they had all these trees that were dead, that all the pine needles, it blew all the pine needles out, blew down a lot of tops out of the trees. There are a number of trees that are down. But when you start looking at the soybeans, one of the things is that rain, where it kind of cut through into the Florida parishes, you know, it did cause some damage to the soybeans, and that's being analyzed. But the other part is that when that storm moved, it did not, and I'll go up to the row crop country north of Point Coupee. So when you get into Point Coupee, you know, it caught, you know, kind of the tail end of that and did cause some problems there in Point Coupee. but it did not get up into, you know, Bastrop, up into East and West Carroll and all those other areas where we are at harvest time, you know, for corn and beans and cotton, and really beans and cotton. And we were spared that when it turned and went into Mississippi. So the storm could have been a whole lot worse. But, of course, if you're directly affected, you know, and you're flooded and you've got wind damage, you know, that's as bad as it gets.
What about mosquitoes, Mike? How big of a concern is that now?
Very concerned. Generally, 7 to 10 days. I go with, you know, mostly 10 to 14 days post-storm, you see a surge in mosquitoes. So what happens is that you have, one, a lot of excess moisture, a lot of water, water that is going to kind of hang around, standing water. But also, whenever you have a disruption in the local ecology there, what we call, you know, just that local ecological setting, you can have a surge. And we are concerned that we're going to see that surge starting really today and moving forward over the next few weeks. We've, you know, really notified mosquito control. We've talked to the governor's office. Everyone needs to be cognizant. And the other thing is that you can see an uptick in the virus that's there. So everybody is on notice, and we're working on the mosquitoes, and we've seen this in other storms. So everybody needs to be careful, because this year we've seen an uptick in West Nile, Eastern, and St. Louis. Now, mostly up on the East Coast, they've seen a big increase in the encephalitis. But here, you know, it's here. But we all have to be careful, and we tell everybody, number one, make sure your horses are vaccinated, and number two, make sure you protect yourself. And it's, you know, when you go out late in the evening or early in the morning, you need to wear a long sleeve shirt, you need to wear a hat, you need to use mosquito repellent with DEET. And because if not, you know, we humans are dealt with for encephalitis by non-exposure. We vaccinate our horses, you know, and we put up fans and that sorts of thing. But we need to be careful, because I think we're going to see a surge in mosquitoes, and we'll be doing testing, blood sample testing, you know, on mosquito pools, as well as testing poultry, and of course looking at any reports coming in from veterinarians on sick horses.
Well, let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back. Mike Strain, our guest, Dr. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, 651, 9 till 7, traffic now, WWO. 657, 3 till 7, back with Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, you got a saddle microchipping event coming up, and these saddles can get pretty expensive.
Oh, they're in the thousands of dollars. And look, and when you get a saddle that works for you, that fits you, that you and your horse are comfortable with, you know, it just becomes an extension of you. It's very, very important. And these saddles, again, are very expensive. And so we're doing this on September the 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., free of charge at the LSU Ag Center Lafourche Parish on 115 Texas Street in Raceland, Louisiana. It's saddles. It's open to the public. We do this in combination with the Livestock Brand Commission, the Sheriff's Office, law enforcement, parish cattlemen, and riding clubs. But again, it's free of charge. You just come there with your saddle, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. September 26th, and we will chip your saddle in Raceland, 115 Texas Street at the LSU Ag Center Lafourche Parish Office. It's a good deal.
National Farm Safety and Health Week. What's all that about?
Well, this, you know, we're in prime harvest season, and the history of this, was established by Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1944. And when you're looking at, you know, the statistics, 2022, 417 fatalities, according to data, dealing with farm safety over the years. And so the third week in September is always farm safety. And during the height of harvest, we tell everybody, slow down, be careful. And we say, don't learn safety by accident. Preventable incidents. National Farm Safety Week. Keep it at the front of your mind. Safety. What's going on while you're harvesting and when you're out there on the farm.
Mike, we only got 20 seconds left. How badly was the pecan crop hurt by Francine?
Well, not as bad as you could have. It, you know, it came and caught that part of Point Coupe, but it did not extend across the center of the state. We won't know that yet, but it was, you know, the wind blowing the pecans down. We're going to have to wait till we get actually the count. But I didn't see a tremendous amount of tree damage. but then we won't know that for a little bit of time.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate your time as always. Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. We're going to come back, talk to Glenn Womack, Louisiana State Senator, about a task force that's going to try to get businesses paid more quickly.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.